Some nights I stay up, casting in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Come from some terrible
Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is King Jesus will not share his throne with a queen. King Jesus will not share his throne with a queen. You know, I'm going to be talking to you from Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 17 through 25. Get your Bibles and read along with me from Jeremiah 44, 17 through 25. But we will do everything that we vowed, make offerings to the Queen of Heaven, and pour out drink offerings to her as we did, both we and our fathers, our kings and our officials in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of food and prospered and saw no disaster. But since we left off making offers to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have lacked everything and have been consumed by the sword and by famine. And the women said, when we made offerings to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, was it without our husband's approval that we made cakes for her bearing her image and poured out drink offerings to her? Then Jeremiah said to all the people, men and women, all the people who had given him this answer, as for the offering that you offered to the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings and your officials and the people of the land, did not the Lord remember them? Did it not come into his mind? The Lord could no longer bear your evil deeds and the abominations that you committed. Therefore your land has become a desolation and a waste and a curse, without inhabitants, as it is to this day, as become you made offerings. And because you sinned against the Lord and did not obey the voice of the Lord and walked in His law, in His statutes, and in His testimonies, that this disaster has happened to you as at this day. Jeremiah said to all the people and all the women, in verse 14 of Jeremiah chapter 44, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who are in the land of Egypt. Thus says the Lord the host, the God of Israel, you and your wives have declared with your mouths and have fulfilled it with your hands, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have made to make offerings to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings to her. Then confirm your vows and perform your vows. I'm here to tell you today that God, that our King Jesus will not share His throne with the Queen. That our King Jesus will not share His throne with the Queen. I'm here to tell you today that many, many of these feminists, what they did is they worshiped this Queen of Heaven. They made cakes for this Queen of Heaven. The Bible says that they made out drink offerings to her. The Bible says that when they worshiped this feminist God, when they worshiped her, that somehow they thought that they were blessed. I don't know about you today, but I'm here to tell you this same Queen of Heaven is still in America today. There are many churches out there worshiping this sex goddess. I'm here to tell you this woman who calls the Queen of Heaven, she is identified primarily as Ashtaroth, Astar, Ishtar, or Venus. Oh, come on, somebody. She is identified as other than this female goddess of antiquity. She was worshipped as a goddess of fertility and was the female equivalent of Baal. You need to understand that today there is a Queen of Heaven that a lot of people are worshipping today. Oh, you need to understand, but you're not listening because you look so pretty. The immoral rites of this worship of this deity that entered Canaan from the Babylonian time, long before God sent His children down into Canaan to extirpate it and to replace it with the knowledge of the true God. What we had was many, many of these women bowing down and worshiping this feminist God. Oh, come on, somebody, you're not listening to me today. We live in America today that we have this same spirit, this same goddess. Yes, we have women in the military today. We no longer, women do not take the role of being a woman today, but they want to take the throne. Oh, come on, somebody. They don't want to be women anymore, but they want to be men. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you today, but I'm here to tell you that God has created an order. He created an order, and He said, I've created a man and a woman, and then I've created an order and institution of a family. I'm here to tell you today that America, I'm here to tell you today that our television, I'm here to tell you today that our churches, our military, our government, our schools, oh come on somebody, there's a direct attack on the family. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus has created an order. And He says King Jesus will not share the throne with the Queen. I'm sorry, all you feminists out there. I'm telling you that King Jesus will never share his throne with a queen, even though a lot of women today worship this goddess. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is still Lord. The Israelites turned to, and they what did they do? There was so many types of sexual orgies that went along with this such a worship. And this was very visible in Numbers chapter 25, in which events Israel demonstrates their preference for this kind of worship over that which God had commanded. I don't know about you, but the Israelites, which was God's chosen people, started worshiping the Queen of Heaven. So they thought this goddess, she was a goddess of fertility, the sex goddess by God's people. Oh my gosh, Lord Jesus, you need to have mercy right now. I'm here to tell you, that King Jesus will never share his throne with a queen. And number one, because God is a God of order. Number two, God has made things in order. And he made the man, and then he made the institution. He made a man, and a woman, a woman. He made the women to be nurturers. He made the man to be the leaders. Oh, I know some of you feminists out there are having a real hard time with this sermon. But I'm here to tell you today that King Jesus will never share his throne with a queen. Oh, I know today the Israelites, they turned to worship the Queen of Heaven as Ashtaroth soon after the arrival in Canaan. It was depraved in the extreme. It was rife in the time of Samuel, in 1 Samuel 7, 3 and 4. And after Saul's death, his armor was placed in the temple of Ashtaroth at Ben-Shah in 1 Samuel 21, 10. And Solomon gave it a royal sanction in 2 Kings 23, 13 in the time of Jeremiah prior to the exile. The chosen peoples had given themselves over to the worst and the vilest forms of the heathen worship in this worship of the Queen of Heaven. Furthermore, it appeared to the events in these last two chapters that it was Israel's desire to continue to interruptedly their worship of this vile godness that sparked their willingness to go back to Egypt. Oh my gosh, what was happening here? They started worshiping this woman. They started worshiping this woman, and God said, King Jesus said, I will not share my throne with a queen. King Jesus said, I will not share my throne with a queen. Number one, Jesus said, I'm going to keep the order. Jesus was all about order. Jesus made a man to be a man, a woman to be a woman. And he says, I want the man to be the head, and I want the woman to also, I want her to be the nurturer. I want her to be the nurturer of the children. And he will never give his throne to the queen. King Jesus will never give his throne to the queen. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you're having a hard time with this. But all you got to do is Google Queen of Heaven, and you're going to find out that there's Queen of Heaven Catholic Church. There's Queen of Heaven Carnivals. There's Queen of Heaven Parishes. Yes, there's Queen of Heaven Catholic Cemeteries. Oh my gosh, I don't know, but this Queen of Heaven, there's Queen of Heaven schools and mortuaries. In America today, we have so many people that worship this feminist goddess called the Queen of Heaven. You ain't listening to me today, but I'm here to tell you that God creates an order. He creates a man to be the man. He creates the man to be the spiritual leaders. He creates the man to go out, provide for his family. And he creates a woman to be a woman, to uplift her husband and to nurture her children. But I'm here to tell you today that King Jesus will never give his throne to a queen, because Jesus is all about order. He makes the sun go up one way, and he makes the moon go up another. I know some of you people are having a really hard time with this, but I'm here to tell you that God creates the institution of a family, and God really cares about the family. And I'm here to tell you that when the women have left the home, when the women have went off and did all this, the children have suffered. I don't know about you, but we're raising a generation today that don't know the difference between right or wrong. We're raising a generation today that have no sense of morality, because I'm here to tell you, because there's been a major breakdown of the family, and I'm here to tell you that King Jesus will never share his throne with the queen. Oh, I know you're not listening to me today because you look so pretty. I know today that you don't understand because you've been worshiping this queen of heaven. But God wants men to be men, and he wants women to be women. And all these women that stood by in Jeremiah 44, chapter 15, this was probably an idolatrous festival of the queen of heaven, in which the women were taking a leading part with regard to the part which the women played in such a festival. In Numbers 25, they give the daughters of Moab an example. Cheyenne agreed that the special mention of the women suggests the occasion of the gathering of this festival and honored the Queen of Heaven. Oh my gosh, there's a group of women that came by and they started worshiping this woman. Do you know a church today that worships a woman? Do you know this woman that they worship? Oh, come on, somebody. Do I have to explain it to you? And just plain out sight, there is the Queen of Heaven that's being worshipped today, and I believe this is a feminist goddess. Oh my gosh, this temple prostitution is happening today. It's happening in the church. Oh, do I have to spell it out to you? What about the Mary, the mother of Jesus? Is the Queen of Heaven has no scripture basis whatsoever? Yes, the truth of the matter is there is no Queen of Heaven. There has never been a Queen of Heaven. There is most certainly a King of Heaven, the Lord of Hosts, Jehovah, and He alone rules the heavens. Oh, I don't know about you today, but I'm really sick and tired of all these feminists controlling America. I'm really sick and tired of this demon, this Jezebel. She wants to control every aspect of the church. She wants to control our society. She wants to break marriages. She's an evil, evil Jezebel whore. And yes, she wants to be worshipped as the Queen of Heaven. But I'm here to tell you that King Jesus will never, 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 never share his throne with the Queen. He does not share his rule or his throne with any other authority. He doesn't share his authority with anyone. The idea that Mary, the mother of Jesus, is the Queen of Heaven has no scriptural basis whatsoever, stemming instead from the proclamation of priests and popes of the Roman Catholic Church. While Mary was certainly a godly young woman, greatly blessed in that she was chosen to bear the Savior of the world, she was not in any way divine. Did you hear me today? She was not in any way divine, nor was she sinless, nor is she to be worshipped, revered, or even venerated or prayed to. Oh, I don't know about you, but King Jesus will never share his throne with a queen. All followers of the Lord God refuse worship. Peter and the apostles refused to be worshipped. In Acts 10, verse 25 through 26, the Bible says that when Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I too am a man." You need to understand that today, that Jesus Christ told them that they should not call their teachers rabbi, that they should not worship another man. Even Peter lifted up Cornelius and said, "I do not want to be worshipped." Oh, come on, somebody. All these spiritual leaders today, they're up there, they're peacock pastors. They're driving around with their Escalades and they just want to be worshipped. But the true Bible says that God, that only God alone shall be worshipped. Oh, you ain't listening to me today because I know you look so pretty. I know you look so pretty. You're standing there with your iPhones, your iPads. But I'm here to tell you today that King Jesus will not share his throne with a queen. I too am a man. In verse 13, and the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garland to the gates, and wanted to offer sacrifices with the crowd. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they tore their garments and rushed out into the crowd, crying, "Do not do this! Do not worship!" King Jesus will not. King Jesus will not share his throne with a queen. But here in Jeremiah 44, verse 17 through 25, there was a real problem that was going on. These women came together and they started worshiping the Queen of Heaven. And this is very much idolatry. And I don't know about you today, but in America, we have a lot of problems. We got women going in our front lines. Women have left the home. Women have left motherhood. Women no longer want to worship children, nor do they want to lift their husbands up, but they really want to take the role of a man. They really want to take a role of the man. They don't need a man, and they marry the state. The women are marrying the state. They're kicking the men out, and they wonder why they're so miserable, because God has created an institution, and our society is really good in destroying that institution. We have so many evil Jezebel women in the pulpit of the church today that are really going against the institution of the family. You see, we have movies today in our television that really wants to destroy the order and the institution and the sanctity of marriage. See, marriage between a man and a woman is good. Come on, somebody. Even in our government officials are passing laws today that are going against the traditional marriage. So we do have a problem, and I'm here to tell you, and this is one reason why King Jesus will never share his throne with a queen, because he, from the beginning of time, has created an order. He creates a man to be a man, a woman to be woman, children to be children, a dog to be a dog, a cat to be a cat, a bird to be a bird. He creates the sun to go up and the moon to go down. There's an order. He creates the leaves of the trees to change at certain seasons. There's an order. But I'm here to tell you today that there's a lot of this goddess feminist worship today. And this is evil, and this is from the pit of hell. And there, I'm here to tell you, there is no queen of heaven. But what we have is we have Jezebel have taken over the church. Jezebel has taken over the families. Jezebel has taken over the government. Jezebel is trying to take over our military. I don't know about you today, but there's a strong demon out there that don't want marriage to succeed, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is Lord. In Jeremiah 44, verse 45, there was probably an idolatrous festival to this Queen of Heaven, in which the women were taking leading parts. So that was probably what was happening. These women were all coming together, taking these leading roles, which regard to the part which the women played in such the festival. This gives the daughter of Moab as example of Shani agreed that this special mention of the women suggests that the occasions of the gathering was the festival in honor of the Queen of Heaven. But I'm here to tell you that King Jesus will not share his throne with a queen. He will not. He will not ever share his throne with a queen. Don't you know, America, that there's a problem, that Satan is moving overtime to destroy the sanctity of marriage? And don't you know today that the reason why your marriage can't last 20 years or even 10 years or even 5 years, they used to last 50 years back in the day, because women and men knew their role. Men knew how to be men, women knew how to be women, and their marriage lasted for 50 years. All you got to do is ask the older generation. They've been married for 50 years, and they took their vows serious. But we today, we are creating a society, a bunch of men who are no longer men. They're no longer men and women who act like men, and they demand to be worshipped. It's really sick in this society. But I'm here to tell you, the Bible will not, King Jesus will not share his throne with a queen. Oh, you don't understand to that, that these women, they didn't even care what their husband said. They had took their food. They took they made cakes. They poured out drink offerings. The Bible says without their husband's approval. And what did they do? They poured out their offerings on the Queen of Heaven. And the Bible holds the men just as much as responsible as the women for this offering. And Jeremiah warned them. Jeremiah warned that their land would be dried up. If you follow evil, worship any other god besides the Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah said this to the people and all the women, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who are in the land of Egypt. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, you and your wives have declared with your mouth and have fulfilled it with your hand, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have made to make offerings to the Queen of Heaven. They did everything that they could. These women did everything they could to not only disrespect their husbands, not only disrespect their families, but these women did everything that they could to disrespect God. And they made their own idol of a woman. And I'm here to tell you today, it happens very strong in the church, in the Catholic Church. They worship the Mother Mary. They worship Mary, the Mother. They worship her. But I'm here to tell you that King Jesus will not share his throne with a queen. These Jezebel women at the pulpit today, they are evil. And they are totally against the sanctity of marriage. And they are on your pulpit to destroy marriage. And they want to be worshipped as a queen. But I'm here to tell you that King Jesus will not share his throne with a queen. Jeremiah warns them not to worship the Queen of Heaven. Jeremiah told them the destruction was happening to them today. Do not worship this Queen of Heaven. Do not worship her. So who is this Queen of Heaven? Well, this phrase, the Queen of Heaven, appears in the Bible twice. Both times in the book of Jeremiah, the first incident in its connection with the things of the Israelites were doing to provoke the Lord to anger. The entire family was involved with this idolatry. Even the children gathered wood, and the men used it to build altars to worship this false god. The women were engaged in kneading dough and baking cakes and bread for this Queen of Heaven. In Jeremiah 17:18. The title of the Queen of Heaven refers to Ishtar, an Assyrian and Babylonian goddess also called Ishtoreth and Ashtart by various other groups. She was thought to be the wife of a false god Baal, also known as Molech. The motivations of women to worship Ashtoreth stem from her reputation as a fertility goddess, and as the bearing of children was greatly desired among women of that era. Worship of this Queen of Heaven was rampant among pagan civilization. Sadly, it became popular among the Israelites as well. Can you see this today? We want to worship these women. These women, they started worshiping this false goddess because they were hoping that somehow, that if they worshiped this goddess of fertility, that somehow they would have more children. But this is evil. Jesus Christ demands worship alone. God the Father demands worship alone. We have resurrected this today in our society. The second reference to the Queen of Heaven is found in Jeremiah 44:17-25, where Jeremiah is giving the people the word of the Lord in which God has spoken to him. He reminds the people that their disobedience and idolatry was caused by the Lord to be very angry with them and to punish them with calamity. Jeremiah warns them that greater punishment awaits them if they do not repent. They reply that they have no intentions of giving up their worship of idols, promising to continue pouring out drink offerings to the Queen of Heaven, Ashtoreth, and even going so far as to credit her with the peace and prosperity they once enjoyed because of God's grace and mercy. Do we not have a problem in the church today that worship this Queen of Heaven? Or there's Queen of Heaven churches, as I told you, don't they worship the Mother Mary? There is no Queen of Heaven. There is no Queen of Heaven. King Jesus will not share his throne with a queen. And there has never been a Queen of Heaven. And there is most certainly a King of Heaven, the Lord of Hosts, Jehovah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and He rules heaven alone, and He does not share His rule or His throne or His authority with anyone. The idea that Mary, the mother of Jesus, is the Queen of Heaven has no scriptural basis whatsoever, stemming instead from the Roman Catholic Church. While Mary was certainly a godly young woman, greatly blessed in that she was chosen to bear the Savior of the world, she was not in any way divine, nor was she sinless, nor is she to be worshipped, revered, venerated, or prayed to. All followers of the Lord God refused worship. Peter refused to be worshipped by Cornelius. And I'm here to tell you today, the holy angels also refused to be worshipped in Revelation 19:10. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, "You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Here we have a holy angel, the angels of the Lord God. They said, "Don't worship us." But we have churches today that worship the Mother Mary. We have pastors that want to be worshipped. We have women that want to be worshipped. And yes, we have men that want to be worshipped. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is all about individual sovereignty. Jesus is all about individual liberties. Jesus is all about creativity. And there's only one God, and His name is King Jesus. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And He will not share His throne with anybody. Mary's own words in her Magnificat, Luke Chapter 1, verse 46 through 55, this is what Mary said. She said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked upon the humble estate of His servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. And His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength in His arm. He has scattered the proud in His thoughts and His hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted to those of humble estates. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has helped the servant is Israel in remembrance in His mercy. He has spoke to our fathers and Abraham and to the offering forever." Mary, 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 Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Mary said, "I am greatly blessed," but Mary, yes, Mary, never said, "Worship me." Yes, King Jesus will not share His throne with the Queen. Mary never said, "Worship me." But she said, "My soul magnifies who? The Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." She said, "I will magnify the Lord because I am greatly blessed," and I'm here to tell you, children of God, you too are greatly blessed. If you would raise up and just magnify the Lord Jesus Christ, you too are greatly blessed. You need to say it now, that I am greatly blessed and I will magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, reveal. She never thought of herself as immaculate or deserving of veneration or honor, but was instead relying on the grace of God for salvation. Yes, "and my spirit rejoices in my Savior," she said. And only sinners need a Savior, and Mary recognized that she herself needed a Savior. What about you? You can't live this life on your own strength anymore. You can't live this life without a Savior. I need a Savior, and I know that you need a Savior. You got to pray and say, "God help America, God help me, because I am in a bad situation today." King Jesus will never share His throne with a queen. Oh, come on, somebody. Furthermore, Jesus Himself issued a mild rebuke to the woman who cried out to Him, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you," in Luke 11:27. As He said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to Him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast in which you nursed." Once again, in the Bible, they were replying that blessed is the woman. Blessed is the woman, the same spirit that worshiped the Queen of Heaven. "Blessed rather than those who hear the word of God and obey it," said the Lord Jesus. And doing so, He curtailed any tendency to elevate Mary as an object of worship. He could certainly have said, "Yes, blessed be the Queen of Heaven," but Jesus did not say that. He said, "Blessed rather than those who hear the word of God and obey it." And by doing so, when Jesus said that, He tried to stop the crowd from elevating Mary as the object of worship. Yes, and he could have said, blessed is the Queen of Heaven, but he did not. He was affirming the same truth that the Bible affirms today in Jeremiah 44. There is no Queen of Heaven, and the only biblical reference to the Queen of Heaven refers to the goddess of idolatries, and that's false religion. And I'm here to tell you that King Jesus will not share his throne with the Queen. King Jesus will not share his throne with the Queen. Jesus is about order. Jesus is about the institution and the order of a family. And Jesus has created an order in this world. And yes, you and I are a part of this massive creation. But once we step outside the line of God's order, and once we step outside of His order, then we step outside of the blessing. I'm here to tell you, let men, you be the spiritual leaders. Women, support your husbands. And yes, you be the nurturers of the children. And I guarantee you'll be blessed. I guarantee you'll be blessed. Your marriage will be blessed when you work within the lines and the orders of God. When you work with the order of God. This is very tough, and I take a lot of criticism from this, but I'm here to tell you that King Jesus will not share his throne with a queen. King Jesus will not share his throne with a queen. Amen.
Some nights I stay up, catching in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a talk. Some nights I wish that my legs could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see our thoughts. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Some nights I don't know anymore.
Come from some terrible